Unit 14B, Activity 2.
Hello, Florentina.
Hello, Paul.
Nice to see you again. So many wood joints. What are you doing with them?
I have to prepare a project for school about wood joints.
Cool. Tell me about it.
Well, I need some presentation practice anyway, so let's start with these easy ones.
Yes, I know. Those are dowels.
Yes. They are used in cabinet making, especially to construct flat pack furniture. And here, the mortise and tenon joint is a very strong woodwork joint that is used in frame constructions, such as table legs.
What is this joint here called?
That's a mitred bridle joint. Basically, bridle joints are very similar to mortise and tenon joints. This mitred bridle joint is generally used for framing, like for a mirror or a picture frame. And this joint here...
Of course, the dovetail.
Exactly. The dovetail joint is regarded as one of the strongest and most reliable joints.
And one of the most difficult models to make, though.
Yeah. But they are very attractive. The dovetail joints are most commonly found on the front of drawers or on boxes. And here you see a tongue and groove joint. They are used for floors or to join narrow boards to make panels in cabinet making. The biscuit joint here has the same function, by the way.
Really? Joining boards?
Yes. Biscuits are used to join large timber boards together, just like the ones you will find on tabletops.
And this looks like a cross.
Yes, it's also called a cross halving. It is, as you said, used for making crosses, but it's not very common. But this one here, the housing joint, is a common joint found in furniture of all types. Housing joints are used especially for shelves.
And what about the last one here? That's a carpenter's joint, isn't it?
Yes, that's a simple scarf joint. It can be secured with nails, screws or metal plates.
What is it used for?
It's mainly used to join two pieces of wood into one longer plank, as in roof structures, for example.
Wow, Florentina, you're really an expert. I'm sure your project will be a great success.
Thank you very much, Paul, and thanks for listening to my explanations.